show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. We try again for Mac in Georgia on the AMP line. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Just want to give an update on a story that I gave, I think, a couple months ago.
Cool.
All right.
What's going on?
Just want to recap about this officer, last name type of holler, I can't, from the Savannah Metro Police Department. He was charged with involuntary manslaughter after he was chasing a probationer and they got into a scuffle in the back alley, and then the officer ended up shooting him, killing him.
Wow.
Yeah, this
so wait, this was between two cops? It was between a cop and a probation officer?
No, it was between a cop and a probationer. They were trying to arrest him.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Now, when you say a scuffle, was it an armed scuffle?
They're saying, basically, rumor has it basically that the officer got, can I say ass on the air?
Can you say what?
Yeah. Can I say ass on the air?
Yes, yeah. you you did, so go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Basically got beat, and the officer... I was in shot him, killed him.
Okay.
That's what rumor's saying, but he's been on administrative leave since last year, May. He's been indicted, but the police department is still investigating, and he decided to resign.
To what? Resign.
He resigned.
Okay.
He resigned effective today.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like he was asked to resign, and it's one of these instances where, well, thank goodness things turned out the way they should have.
It's so rare that things turn out the way they should with the government system.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
Read another story on officer.com. I posted it up on the BBS about this one officer from Chicago was fired. I mean, it was a funny story when I was reading it, but he was fired a couple of days ago. What happened was that he was getting evicted from his house. Back in 2005, the sheriff's department in this area came to evict him, and he said he was a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And, my ID's in the room. So the sheriff's deputy went to his bedroom with him, and they found a bag of parking tickets and baggies and used baggies and tinfoil packets that had cocaine residue in them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And this was a cop in Chicago, you said?
Doesn't sound like a very smart cop.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, what's new? Cops stealing drugs. What a shock. Hey, Matt, great call. Thank you as always, sir. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Your calls about anything go. We talked to Dave in Montana, giving him another try. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Dave, what's on your mind, sir?
Can you hear me now?
Can hear you now.
What's up?
Yeah. Hey, while we live, let us live, man. That's what I say. And that lady that got arrested for grass, we're witnessing the new brown shirt, but it's the green shirt. This whole new green movement is like the new Nazi movement, and the new Jew is the illegal alien. Let me explain. The green, we're going to make everything green again. The Nazis. The first thing they said, we're going to save the fatherland. See, now you got all them people blindly following, let's save the world, the green movement, save the land. Then you got all these people that are all upset about the illegals. They want to put them in camps. They're blaming everything on the illegal. They're eating up all our welfare, blah, 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 blah. They're crying and pissing and moaning everywhere. They sound just like the Germans pointing a finger at the Jews, and these green Nazi bastards are taking away our rights left and right for drilling for oil, building houses. They got us, costing us $5,000 just to think about building a house.
Yeah.
You got to go talk to somebody that got to grant you the permission.
Yeah, but $5,000 is cheap for thinking about building a house, really.
I know, whatever.
I mean,
I know.
I spent $5,000 to think about
it. We got to take these green bastards and we put them in the shackles in the middle of the town. We throw rotten tomatoes at them or something. I don't know. It's getting to the point where we are more Nazi than the Nazis, and we're doing it with a smile and saying it's for your freedom. And they got us chained to the peg of freedom in the backyard like your dog. That's what it is. That's how I feel.
Too. You are on it tonight, Dave.
I think he's right.
Thank you, as always. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the call.
And if it's not about the preserving the environment, it's about preserving our home values. Because, you know, that's what zoning is all about, is putting everything in its proper place and making sure that, you don't build a pig farmer doesn't open up shop right next door to your house. As though a pig farmer would open up shop next door to a suburban house.
Yeah, it is. It's not necessarily something that, for instance, he referenced the woman in Utah who was arrested. The elderly woman was arrested for some sort of yard violation. That's not necessarily the environmental movement as much as it is just simply control freaks that have decided their utopian vision for everyone's property, and that if you don't adhere to their utopian vision, then you'll get in trouble. I don't know if that's particularly an environmental issue as much as it is simply a sicko, just a someone who wants to control the action.
Sociopath.
Yeah, and property of others. That's really what the issue is. But Dave's definitely on track when he's talking about the history of tyranny and looking these examples that he gave. Hitler had certain scapegoats. The Jews, and you know, it wasn't just the Jews that he went after, by the way, but had certain scapegoats, just as there are scapegoats today. The scapegoats are used as an excuse to increase the size and the scope and the strength of government, and it has happened time and time again. Exactly as you said earlier tonight, Mark, that you look at history to see what's going to happen in the future unless you do something about it, right? And here it is happening again. Now they're going after immigrants. I've had a story about immigration sitting in my prep pile for a couple days, and it's pretty outrageous. I hope we have a chance to get to it. But the immigrants are the scapegoat. They're what everyone who is, I can't say everyone, lots of these so-called conservatives, and I'm sure there's even plenty of liberals that think immigrants are bad, but these people, they're blaming them for all sorts of problems. They're blaming the immigrants for just pretty much anything. And it's not the immigrants' fault that there's a faltering economy in America. That's probably one of the big ones.
There are actually studies that show that they're propping it up.
It's a great point.
Remember, they eat. They have to have a place to sleep. They drive vehicles or travel in vehicles, if nothing else. They buy things. They if they're sending money home to Mexico, they're using Western Union and services like that.
Yeah.
So they're pay, you know, they are using our services here.
But it's a classic example of government distracting the people from the real issue. The issue isn't whether people should be able to come to America and live life. The issue is government. The issue is government welfare programs. The issue is redistribution of wealth at the threat of violence. That's what the issue is. The issue is the government itself, not who can come and go from America. That's not it at all. That's just a distraction. They're trying to prevent you from seeing the truth and seeing what the real issues are. And I think Dave's right on that one. So 1-800-259-9231, bring up anything. Here's the latest, by the way. Speaking of the police state, stories out of the Evening Standard in the United Kingdom. This is London.co.uk reporting. The police are to use hundreds of airport-style and handheld weapon detectors in the crackdown on... What are they cracking down on? What are they looking for?
Let's see.
This is the UK.
Kitchen knives.
Yep. Knife crime. Teams of 15 officers will be deployed across the 10 boroughs in London that have recorded the most knife crime. Assistant Commissioner Tim Godwin, head of territorial policing in the capital, said officers would be deployed in areas blighted by stabbings to stop and search teenagers suspected of carrying weapons. Police admit the in-your-face policing is expected to raise community tensions in some areas, but they say they're getting significant support from communities desperate for them to crack down on the problem. Officers will use contentious Section 60 powers to enforce effective no-go areas for people carrying knives. The powers enable officers to stop people and search them without the need to have reasonable suspicion that they're engaged in wrongdoing. So they used to have reasonable suspicion, which isn't even as high of a requirement that they have here in America. Here it's probable cause, as I understand it, to search somebody. Now they don't even need reasonable suspicion in the UK. Now it's
turn around, son, we're patting you down.
You're a teenager, I'm a cop, we can do whatever we want. But there's more about this coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is, and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away. But not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you. freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing those extra pounds? Working out and eating right, no longer working to help you lose weight? You can relate to that. Read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. Now then, we've been following the progress, or I guess regress, would that be the right word, of the police state here in America and around the world, specifically in the UK and from time to time in Australia, just because it's easy to read the news reports from countries where you can read the language. And we've seen just a consistent increase in the, again, the size and the scope and the intrusiveness of the police states. What we've also seen is that they borrow ideas from one another, wherein if one police state decides to put up cameras, others will put up cameras. If one police state decides to give their officers, their law enforcement officers, rifles, automatic rifles, then more police states will give theirs automatic rifles.
Don't forget the urban tank things that they drive.
I have a, by the way, I have another story we'll probably never get to, but just in that, in the category of police being really armed up, first it was New York City that gave their cops rifles. Now Chicago, we did a story on them a few weeks back. They're giving their cops rifles. This is all being bought usually with Homeland Security money, federal money. Now Washington, D.C. is the latest of the American cities to add gun automatic rifle-toting cops to their list of expenses. So they're adding that now, too. So as I say, these ideas, they spread, these bad ideas, these tyrannical ideas spread. And it's really kind of easy to predict what's going to happen because, as you said before, look at history. You know, that all moves in the same direction, and that is toward more control, more checkpoints. And I suggested on this show a while back that eventually you were going to see the sort of third world level security screenings that we see in the United States airports, ports. You'll see them expanding out. I suggested that, and then we verified that after the TSA decided to start searching people on the streets of Indianapolis at bus stops, certain bus stops. They didn't do all the bus stops, but they did have federal TSA agents out at Indianapolis City bus stops at one point. I believe it was at some point last year. Never heard anything else after that. So it's not like it turned into a huge program, but, you know, they'd like to get their feet wet a little bit. They like to test the waters and see what the public response is going to be. They'll never crank up the security state all at once. It always has to come incrementally. It has to come slowly. And so here's more evidence of what we might be seeing at some point here in America coming right out of the UK. And that is that the airport scanners are now going to be used outside of airports. The picture here from the Evening Standard in the UK shows police using a scanning machine at a tube station. So they now have scanning machines, this, you know, the things you walk through and they beep just like in the airport.
Right. On a subway.
Yeah, at a subway.
Now, are they going to fly that subway into a building and kill a bunch of innocent people?
That's not possible.
Nope, doesn't seem likely.
So they're bringing them out there, and the program here that they're proposing is that teams of 15 officers will be deployed throughout London in areas that allegedly have a lot of knife crime, where cops will be able to stop and search teenagers. Apparently adults don't do things with knives, I guess, in Britain. So they'll be targeting teenagers, and according to this, they'll be able to use their new Section 60 powers to enforce the no-go areas for people carrying knives. The powers enable officers to stop people and search them without the need to have reasonable suspicion they're engaged in wrongdoing. There's been criticism of the powers because research has found it hits black communities disproportionately.
Really?
There's racist cops over there in Great Britain,
well,
too.
Well, you know, it's just easier to profile.
Stop and search has been strongly criticized in the past, but police say there's now more support for the action, provided it's done with sensitivity. One of the bureaucrats, Mr. Godwin, said community groups across London are being consulted. He added, "There are victims in all our communities, and law-abiding citizens from all walks of life actually want us to stop this problem. There will always be some who take issue with it, but we have to justify what we're doing by driving down the number of stabbings we're getting in London. Our objective is not about harassing anybody. It's about making everybody as safe as we possibly can."
It always is.
Now, you know, that's a nice idea. Safety's a fine idea. I want to live a life and be safe throughout it and
it's
not...
It's a straw man, because you can't have safety. The government cannot create safety.
No, the government can't create safety. You're right. But you can have safety. I mean, we're safe here right now, I mean, until someone decides to do something.
Right. There you go. Until someone decides to do something about
it. So safety.
Safety is a straw man. You can't. Nothing can create it. The government doesn't do a good job at it anyway. I don't know how it is there in their little tube stations. But are you telling me that people don't congregate to the level that they do in subways elsewhere? Because, and by the way,
this isn't just subways.
A knife going to do?
This isn't just subways, if I didn't make that clear. That was just one example of how they've taken the actual machinery from the airports and installed it in other places.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about cops
shaking people down any place they want.
Yeah, on the streets in allegedly high knife crime areas, and with the ability to just search anyone they want to. And they have metal detecting wands, and they have the same equipment the people in the airport are using, essentially, and bigger police powers, bigger police state, all happening right in front of your eyes. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, that how much of this do you have to see before you decide to do something about it? Because the longer you wait, the more the security grid is going to be put into place, the more checkpoints you're going to see, the more cops roaming the streets with these arbitrary powers that they have over in Great Britain. You think it can't happen here? They already have internal checkpoints in America. They already have them. They're just on the roads. So it's just the next step to give cops a wand and set them in teams of 15. That's a squad. That's like a gang of people walking down the street. Now, I don't know if they're all going to walk together, but that's a pretty intimidating gang. 15 people walking around being able to just do what they want to you. And what do you do if you get searched and they find something that they weren't looking for? I mean, they claim they're looking for knives. But what if they find a bag of marijuana? Is that going to be inadmissible as evidence?
I doubt that very seriously.
Seems very unlikely.
I don't know how it is over there, though. I mean, their drug laws do seem to be different.
How it is over there is that it's A-okay now for the cops to search anybody on. They don't even need reasonable suspicion. So you look funny. They don't like you. Whatever the reason is, they just feel like searching everybody that walks past them. Totally arbitrary.
Mm.
So this is what's happening. And you can look for it to happen here soon. Because, as I said, they like to trade these ideas. There's a little more to the story, though. Again, they just want to make everybody safe, Mark. Now, would people be safer if they hadn't had their guns taken away from them in Great Britain?
Of course they would. They'd have guns. They'd be able to protect themselves.
Will the government ever, no matter how much police state they put in place, will they ever be able to make people safe?
Well, no.
Safety
is a straw man, as I've said.
Right. It's impossible. No amount of police presence will ever truly make everybody safe. First of all, you can't have that many cops to keep an eye on everybody. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. What about the cops?
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us on our website. You can join all the fun over at the updates list. Excuse me, there's no fun at the updates list. My bad. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. You'll get informed about Free Talk Live, whatever you need to know about what's happening with the show. Okay, go to updates.freetalklive.com. So the police state expansion continues. The news is out of Great Britain, where 15 man teams of cops will be roaming the streets in 10 separate areas of London. And they'll be looking for you, at least if you look suspicious. Actually, they don't even need suspicion anymore. According to the Section 60 powers, the cops can now just stop anybody they want to if they believe they are possibly involved in a knife crime. So that just, there's no evidence required, there's no reasonable suspicion, there's no process, it's just arbitrary police authority that they have now. And that's not going to go away. These powers aren't going to be repealed next year after they decide, well, that's it, we've crushed terrorism.
Right. Once they decide that they've got new powers, they've got those powers.
Right. And the terrorist threat is never going to go away because,
no,
unlike the communists,
there's no country to fall.
Right.
The terrorists will always be with us. They may change their religion. They may change their motive. They may look different. But we will always have the terrorists. They will always be attacking from here on out. We may very well have other enemies like the illegal immigrants or even the legal immigrants, or they may pick another country, but
those aren't our enemies, by the way.
Will always be with us.
You mean the state has certain enemies? Those are not our enemies. We like immigrants.
I'm just pitching it as the state would pitch it.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. So I want to hear your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231, whether you're here in America or in the UK, or maybe you're somewhere else and you're seeing the police state expand where you are. Again, as I predicted, the airport-style security state has expanded out from the airports in both the UK now in a major way and a little bit here in America. All they need is an excuse. And really, they don't even need an excuse. They don't even need an excuse. Well, over in Britain, it's knives. It's not even terrorism. It's somebody, you know, a teenager with a knife. That's the excuse to give the police arbitrary search powers. Hmm. They don't even need scary terrorists. One stabbing's all they need to claim this sort of power. So pay attention, because it's coming to a town near you. 800-259-9231. We continue here. And speaking of immigrants, I don't know if we'll get to that. Also, coming up, a polygamist update, if we get a chance.
I want to hear that.
We first go to Todd in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Todd.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Todd?
It's kind of funny that you guys are talking about the police state and security and whatnot, because I'm a podcast listener, so I had no idea what was going to be going on tonight, but I just wanted to call in this evening and talk about a conversation I had with a police officer the other night that was basically the same exact thing.
Okay.
And fortunately, it was not an arrest situation. I work in an ER, and they frequently come in, and he overheard a conversation I was having with one of my assistants about liberty, and he was very interested in it. And so we got off topic a little bit and started talking, and you know, I was bringing up things about the Patriot Act and security and snooping and whatnot. He's like, "Well, you know, if you have nothing to hide, what are you afraid about?" And it just kind of, you know, blossomed from there.
Yeah, well, I think that, well, for one thing, there's all kinds of stuff that the government is terrible about holding information. If you have nothing to hide, you damn sure still don't want to give the government your information because they're bad at it. They lose it all the time. What happens if the government loses your information and then an identity thief comes along and gets it? Who gets hurt? The government? Nope. No, you do.
Right, and then the conversation just kept going on, you know, with that same thing. You know, what are you hiding? I said, that's not the point. You know, you need due process. It's the Fourth Amendment. And I was surprised he actually was familiar with the Fourth Amendment, which is an impressive step. But then, you know, the conversation continues, and he brings up an issue and just starts going on about politics and how, in the same breath, he says, you know, I can't trust those guys. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. So wait a minute, these are the same people that you're trusting to hold your information, and they're not going to snoop on you unless you've got something to hide. And these are the people that are keeping you safe. I mean, he tried to bring up that one, too. It just got very frustrating, and granted, I didn't want to antagonize him too much, but
sure,
it was just kind of a no-win argument with him.
Well, you know, what can you do? You can't win with everybody, and you shouldn't really be arguing with people anyway, because it's very rare that you'll win an argument with anyone. Usually when you're arguing, the other side digs into their position, and they defend it vehemently while you defend your position, and then when everything's said and done, you're upset at one another, and you go your separate ways. So arguing usually isn't too effective. Persuasion is a little bit more effective, but even so, while I recommend persuasion, you still cannot expect to persuade everyone that you meet that liberty is a great idea. But man, it's frustrating coming up against that police state mentality. Well, what have you got to hide? Well, maybe nothing now, but that still doesn't mean that privacy is not important to me. Privacy is very important, because what if eventually they do give me something that I need to hide? What if they outlaw something that I like? Cigarettes, alcohol, you know, whatever it might be. What if they outlaw something that I like and I do need to hide those things? Well, then he'll, you know, then is he going to side? I mean, how many laws can they pass that he'll agree with? Will there ever be a law that they'll pass that he'll say, yeah, I agree with you. You should be able to hide that.
No.
Probably not. Because people with the police state mentality, you know, the law is the law. The law is the supreme being. The law is what they worship. And it's funny, too, because if he doesn't like politicians, why is he a cop? They're the ones that are writing all the stupid laws he's out there enforcing.
Yeah. Well, he brought that up because I was mentioning the Patriot Act. He's like, well, what specifically don't you like? And I was just, you know, rattling off things. I mentioned Department of Homeland Security. He said, wait a minute, I fall under the Department of Homeland Security. Do you not like me? Well, you know, some of the powers that are authorized with that are unconstitutional. He said, again, you know, why do you care? They're protecting you. They're keeping you safe. And,
no, they're not. You know, and debating over one department is also, I think, a distraction. We were talking about distractions earlier on the show. The issue is the existence of the federal government. That's the real issue. That's what the danger is. You're not safe from them. You're not safe from them coming and auditing you. You're not safe from them coming and stealing your property from you like they did to Ed and Elaine Brown. You're not safe from that. So you're not safe at all, as a matter of fact.
What happens if you know, when they're looking for their little information, popping around, doing their sneak and peeks and things like that, they decide that, you know, you've got... there's a problem. There might be a problem with your taxes, and they audit you. Can you do you know what this is like to be audited? It's so awful. It tears people's lives apart for months.
Yeah, and you're not safe from that. So I, at all times, am in jeopardy from those people who call themselves federal government agents. I'm in still in jeopardy from state government agents, but I'm certainly most concerned with the feds because they're far more separated from me and therefore more dangerous, therefore less accountable. That's what I want to be kept safe from. Are you keeping me safe from the federal government, officer? Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's what I want to be. I'm not concerned with common street criminals. Here in New Hampshire, we don't have a problem with that. Yeah, sure, there's occasional fight or whatever over by the college, some drunk kids battling it out over a girl at a party or something like that. But beyond that, beyond the occasional stabbing or whatever, there's not too much crime to be concerned with up here in New Hampshire. Why? Well, it's because here in New Hampshire, and like in Vermont and Alaska, the gun laws are relatively lax, meaning that individuals can carry firearms if they would like. You can even carry firearms openly here in New Hampshire, and you don't even have to have a government permission slip to do it.
No, but so, you do have to have one to carry concealed.
And you know, fact is, career criminals, the criminals that are worth their salt, they research their marks. They research their victims. And you're not going to want to go into a neighborhood where you know a bunch of people own guns. You want to go to the neighborhood where nobody owns guns.
And the owning of and a bunch of people owning guns in a neighborhood just simply makes that that neighborhood safer.
So,
it just does.
So I'm sorry, it's not necessarily the police that are keeping individuals safe. Certainly, there are instances of the police actually helping keep people safe. There's no doubt about it. But on the federal level, not at all. The federal police forces are doing jack squat to keep me safe, and I don't want them to do anything. I'm fine as is. I don't want their services. I don't want state cops working for the feds, and I don't want local cops working for the feds either. I have no use for the federal government. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. We'll try to get you an update on the polygamous situation. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can
can even sit on the Sacroegy at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegy now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgy.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
Does your company need a new facility? I'm about to tell you something you might not believe. Something the conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save a surprising amount in both time and money with a new premium quality building. How? Talk with Anthem Steel about a pre-engineered steel building. For valuable free information, just call 1-800-771-1868. Not only does an Anthem Steel building save you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stone, or stucco. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies don't want you to know. But if you're on the verge of building a new space, choose a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel and put all that extra time and money where it belongs, back into your business. For valuable free information, call 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868. 1-800-771-1868.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like to, like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we'd like you to shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com, order all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, from T-shirts to hats to hoodies and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festivals, better known as Porkfest, is happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer, as well as meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Looking forward to seeing many of our listeners out there, hopefully you, at Porkfest, because we're going to be broadcasting live for 3 full nights. It's going to be a good time.
It is going to be a fun time.
Now, you're going to be out there camping, right, Mark? You're going to be camping this
I'm
week.
I'm just going to have a tent.
We were in a hotel room last time, and I'm still going to be in a hotel room.
Yeah, I just
room.
Don't want that drive. I want to be there with the action. It seemed like it was really great.
I managed to secure the hotel that's actually really close to the campground this time out.
Yeah.
So it's not much of a drive.
I'd rather be there on site.
I like to camp. I haven't camped in quite a long time, but Julia likes the comforts of a hotel room, and, well, that's where I'm going to go,
gotcha.
Wherever she goes. So, 800-259-9231, we continue here. You bring up anything. All right, so here's the story. The polygamist update from Fox News, actually, excuse me, not Fox, Associated Press, as reported by Fox. San Antonio, Texas child welfare officials conceded Tuesday that a newborn's mother held in foster care as a minor after being removed from a polygamous sect's ranch is an adult. A Child Protective Services attorney told State District Judge Barbara Walther that the mother of a boy born on April 29th is not a minor, as CPS had claimed as justification for holding her. The woman had been held along with more than 400 children taken last month from a West Texas ranch run by the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. State officials say the children were endangered by underage and polygamous spiritual marriages. Now, we've talked about this particular issue, I think, to death on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's their business, what they want to do. Nobody was hurt. There's not even an accuser here. They went in on an allegation. What caused them to go and take these 400 kids was there was an alleged phone call where someone alleged that something
there was
had happened.
A real phone call where a cranker basically said that they had been an abused girl there.
Yeah.
They lied, but the kids are still gone.
Yeah, they went in, they stole all those kids from their parents, and then they separated them slowly from their parents. At first, the mothers were allowed to accompany their children. and then they strip the mother's access away from their kids.
Because they're complaining.
And they only allowed the mothers who were under the age of 18 to stay with their kids. And that was the last we'd heard of things. The court trials, of course, are going to take forever just because it's bureaucracy, and you're talking about 400 children. That's a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's the latest. The latest is that they've discovered that one of the people they kidnapped is actually a legal adult by their own little laws. And so now they're finding out that some of the people that they've been detaining, they shouldn't have been detaining. Now, is anything going to happen as a result of this? Are the bureaucrats going to be punished for making a mistake? No. They're going to come out and they're going to say, well, how did we know? There are no birth certificates here. We don't know who's an adult and who's not.
Yeah.
So this is kind of an odd situation, isn't it? If you can't prove to the state they've stolen you, okay? Imagine that you're 17. Imagine that you're 18. And you've been stolen from your home where you've had a nice life. That's the life you know. So to you, it's nice.
The one you want.
You've been stolen from your home by these scary people calling themselves government. And they tell you that, well, we're keeping you because you're underage. You're a child. But you know that you're 18. Unfortunately, you have no way of proving that. You have no way of... You could tell them what your birthday is, but they don't have any evidence of your birth. They don't have their government form, for instance.
Yeah, and anything you tell them is just simply not going to be good enough.
Right. For all they know, you're 16, and you're trying to get out into the world on your own. You're trying to get back to the compound. So they're going to keep you in their custody until they're sure that you are as old as you claim to be. So somehow you have to prove to these bureaucrats what your age is in order for you to gain your freedom. If you are within that age grade.
I don't know how that's going to happen.
Otherwise, until they figure out how old you are, they're just going to have to guess. Oh, he's starting to grow a beard. Maybe he's getting up in the age. I mean, how do you tell? Carbon dating?
It's baffling.
So here's a little more on the story. According to CPS spokesbureaucrat Marley Meisner, we were presented with credible evidence that this minor is, in fact, an adult. She declined to say what the evidence was or how old the woman actually is. According to FDLS records, the new mother, Pamela Jeffs, is 18. She was one of two pregnant sect members who state officials had said were minors. The other sect member who gave birth to a son on Monday also may be an adult, say the officials. But they're going to hold on to her just in case.
Yeah. It's so bizarre.
Both mothers are with their babies who are in state custody. CPS has complained that sect members have given different names and ages, confusing the identification process in one of the largest, most convoluted custody cases in U.S. history.
Keep giving them false information.
But FLDS spokesman Rod Parker has accused the state of holding on to pregnant women and treating them as minors to ensure the state could take custody of the newborns who might otherwise be born outside of Texas. A call to Parker was not immediately returned Tuesday. That's an interesting speculation. So what they did was, he's alleging that the state went in, they confiscated everybody that looked under the age of, 27 or something like that, called them all minors because they had no evidence, and then waited until they had their babies, snatched the babies from the mothers, and now they're saying, oh, looks like we've determined you're actually over the age of 18, so we don't need you anymore. We've got your baby, though. So it says here they're allowing this new mother to stay with her baby. It says both mothers are with their babies who are in state custody, but already they've allowed the FLDS moms at one point to stay with their babies. Then they rescinded that.
Right.
So how long is it going to be before this young lady is told, okay, we don't need you here
anymore, young lady. And what do you do in this circumstance? What do you do when the government's taking away your baby and for no good reason? What did this woman do to have her child confiscated from her?
Her religion is different.
Right. She lived in a particular area and had a particular religion. Most people that live in particular areas, you can make blanket statements that they have a particular religion. So, what's the difference between this and going into a neighborhood and confiscating all the children from a neighborhood? There's so little as far as I'm concerned.
Not much. It's just so sad. And it's a great question, Mark, and we've asked it before, and there's never really been a good answer. What do you do if you see this happening, whether it's happening in your life or you see it happening to your neighbors? What do you do?
I don't know what you would do with, you know, in the neighbor's situation. I don't, you know, if it's happening to you,
They're lucky. They are lucky.
I would try to keep them away from my kids as long as I possibly could and try to sneak the kids out and run them off to someplace safer.
They're very fortunate. Well, they got the drop on them, though, you know? I mean, they came in with the military-style SWAT team tactics.
Yeah, in this particular instance, there was nothing these people could do.
Right. They didn't know it was coming.
I mean, at this point, there's just nothing they can do.
So, you know, you would think, well, it's your kids. Maybe you should resort to violence, but...
Is it going to get your kids back?
No, probably not. If they already have them, that much is for sure. And if they come to take your kids and you shoot the cops, well, then you're on the run at that point, and your kids are on the run. What kind of a life is that? So either way, the life for your kids is going to suck, right? They're going to get taken and put into some state custody, possibly sent to a foster home where they might be molested. Or they get to be on the run with you, trying to dodge the cops and, you know, moving from motel to motel.
And then get them again. I mean,
if they catch you.
Yeah, going out in a blaze of glory isn't going to help your kids.
Right. So we never advocate violent solutions on this program.
The media is the best solution, and these people don't really have the media on their side.
Right. Exactly. So the other solution is to get together with people that are of like mind in the same place. Of course, the polygamists were together with people of like mind. That didn't help them. But as you say, they aren't really media savvy.
Right.
They don't have their own very good PR campaign. They don't have their own radio show.
They're appealing to the governor and the president to get them out of this. They're going to the government in order to get the government to leave them alone.
And they're cooperating, too, which really, I think, is a problem because they're being ordered to have their DNA tested so the government people can fill out their forms and know who's the mother and the father of these kids. Because, the government is about their forms. So they're mandating the DNA test, which means that they'll be able to identify the fathers, which means that they'll be able to identify whether the fathers had sex prior to the age of consent, which means they'll be able to charge them with crimes. By these people being so helpful to the government bureaucrats, they're signing their own death warrants. Don't cooperate with these people and don't open the door for the police. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.